Okay, picture this. You're out there deep on some gnarly off-road trail. You know the kind, right? Roots, rocks, maybe some unexpected drops just waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
And your connection to that bike, to the ground itself, it really just comes down to a few points of contact. And maybe the most important ones, the ones really taking a beating day in, day out, are your boots. They're that solid link, you know, letting you feel the bike, brace for stuff, and just stay upright.
Exactly. And that's pretty much where we're heading today in this deep dive. We dug up this really interesting piece from BTA Magazine.
Okay.
And it goes way beyond just a surface level review. It really dissects the thinking, the engineering behind a specific bit of kit for enduro riders.
Right.
The Alpine Stars Tech7 Enduro Boots.
Great.
So forget the marketing fluff. We're aiming to pull out the core intelligence, the why behind it all, for you folks who need gear that actually performs.
Yeah, we're not just talking about boots that look tough. We want to get into how these things are actually built for the unique kind of abuse enduro riding dishes out.
Definitely.
Think about it. The protection you absolutely need when things go sideways, which they sometimes do,
Yep, inevitably.
but also that feel, you know? Being able to work the shifter or dab a foot just right, and just the sheer toughness to last more than one season. So how did Alpine Stars tackle all that in this specific boot? That's what we need to unpack.
Well, what really jumps out reading that BTA article is how focused these boots seem. They aren't trying to be everything to everyone. They
Totally.
feel purpose-built for enduro. You know, think about those super slow, techie climbs where every little foot movement matters.
Right, versus railing a faster section where you might take a bigger hit.
Exactly. Handling both ends of that spectrum. That seems to be the engineering goal here.
All right, so let's peel it back. Starting with the basics, the construction. The article mentions this advanced microfiber upper. Now, compared to, say, traditional leather, what's the real-world advantage there for an enduro rider? Is it just fancy marketing talk?
Yeah, it's a fair question. And it's definitely more than just swapping materials for the sake of it. The big plus, according to the article, is this balance they've struck.
Okay.
So this microfiber, it offers a really noticeable weight saving compared to leather. And you think about a long day out, maybe a multi-hour enduro, that saved weight means less fatigue in your legs, your ankles. You stay sharper, basically.
Which means better control, especially later in the day.
Precisely. But it's not just light. The article really stresses its abrasion resistance. Plus, it's got this PU reinforcement, so it should hold up to rubbing against the bike, scrapes, rocks, and it won't soak up water like leather tends to.
Okay, so lighter and tougher. That's a combo anyone who's felt like they're dragging anchors on their feet will appreciate. The article also mentions redesigned accordion flex zones. This sounds like how they're trying to solve that age-old problem, needing a stiff, protective boot that still lets you actually, you know, move.
Exactly that, yeah. I mean, think about how much you actually move on the bike in enduro. You're constantly shifting weight, standing, sitting, working the pedals.
It's very active.
Totally. If your boot is too stiff, it's like, well, like wearing ski boots, right? Limits everything. Your feel for the bike goes out the window.
Right.
So these flex zones, they mention them in the instep and the Achilles, they're designed to allow that bending, that articulation you need, but without compromising the boot's overall strength or protection.
Okay.
And they also mentioned a refined chassis shape, contributing to a closer fit, a more direct connection to the bike's frame. It's like these flex zones let your ankles do some of the work, absorbing little impacts, helping you balance.
That makes a lot of sense. You need protection, sure, but not so much that you can't actually ride properly. Okay, let's get into the bit nobody wants to test, but is maybe the most important: protection. The article talks CE certification, specific armor. What really stands out on the Tech7 Enduro on the safety front? What makes it a serious protective option?
Yeah, this is crucial, isn't it? What actually makes a boot safe for proper off-road stuff?
Yeah.
And the Tech7 Enduro, based on what BTA says, it seems to really target those high-risk
Like
areas.
the shin?
Exactly, that high-modulus TPU shim plate. The high-modulus bit means it's really stiff and strong for its weight, so it spreads out impact force from, say, hitting a rock or handlebar without being super bulky. And it's clever how it integrates with the buckles and the top closure, creating this sort of continuous shield around your lower leg.
And what about that inner side, the medial panel? The article mentions TPU and a honeycomb rubber insert. Sounds like it is double duty protection and maybe grip.
Precisely. Yeah, smart design there. The TPU handles the rubbing against the bike frame, stops it wearing through too quickly.
Right, that's always a high wear spot.
But that honeycomb rubber insert, that's all about grip. helping you hold on to the bike better, especially when things get slick, mud, wet roots, whatever, gives you a bit more control.
Okay.
And then there's the biomechanical ankle pivot system. This is a really big deal in off-road boots because, let's face it, ankle injuries are pretty common.
Unfortunately.
So this system, it basically acts like a controlled hinge. It allows the natural front-to-back movement you need for shifting and braking,
mm-hmm.
but it strongly limits that excessive sideways twisting motion, the kind of unnatural movement that leads to nasty sprains or breaks, like built-in ankle support.
Kind of preventative engineering for a weak spot. And the foot shell itself, dual compound steel shank, hard toe protector. Sounds like they've really thought about trail hazards.
Absolutely. That co-injected construction, where the different sole materials are molded together, makes it much stronger than just gluing or stitching.
More durable bond.
Exactly. And the steel shank, think of it like a stiff plate inside the sole, supports your arch. Super important when you're standing on the pegs for ages. Stops your foot flexing unnaturally, which causes fatigue.
Okay.
And yeah, the hard toe protector, well, that's just essential defense against kicking rocks or roots.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done that. It feels like a really comprehensive safety package for your feet and ankles.
Okay, so the protection sounds seriously thought out, but you know, anyone who's wrestled with muddy, jammed buckles knows that how you fasten the boot is just as critical. The article talks about these high-impact aluminum bridge closures. What's special about them?
Yeah, good buckles are key. Here, it seems to be about function and longevity. Using high-impact aluminum means they should take a beating without breaking or bending, a common failure point on cheaper boots.
Right.
And the memory settings are actually a really neat touch. You set your preferred tightness once for each buckle, and it stays there.
Mm.
No fiddling every single time you put them on.
Oh, that's handy.
And the quick release, self-aligning design.
Mm.
That's a godsend at the end of a long, muddy ride when you're knackered and just want your gear off fast.
Definitely.
Plus, the fact that they're fully replaceable, that's huge for the boot's lifespan.
Yeah.
If you smash a buckle on a rock, you just swap it out, you don't need whole new boots. Adds real long-term value.
And that micro adjustment sounds super practical too for getting the fit just right. You know, different sock thicknesses, maybe knee braces affecting the calf fit.
Exactly.
Having that fine tuning means you get a secure, comfortable fit every ride. No slopping around inside the boot, which messes with control and causes blisters.
Absolutely. A secure, comfy fit is just fundamental, not just for safety, but for that feel, that connection to the bike we keep coming back to.
Yeah.
You need that snug, responsive feel.
Okay, so let's just quickly recap what we've pulled from this BTA Magazine article about the Alpine Stars Tech 7 Enduro boots.
Yep.
We've got that advanced microfiber upper, giving you durability but saving weight.
Yep, lighter and tougher.
Those redesigned flex zones, trying to balance protection with the movement you need for active riding.
Finding that sweet spot.
And then the safety stuff is pretty comprehensive. CE certified, that strong TPU shin plate, the dual-purpose medial panel for protection and grip.
The biomechanical ankle pivot for limiting those twisting injuries.
And that really solid-sounding dual-compound foot shell with the steel shank and toe protector. Even the buckles seem well-engineered for security and long life.
And we shouldn't gloss over the comfort aspects, even if the article just touches on them. Things like the dual closure, the padding inside, that anti-slip heel, it all adds up to making them wearable for long hours.
Right.
And finally, that enduro-specific sole, especially with the replaceable inserts for the foot pegs, that clearly shows its intended use, maximizing grip and extending the sole's life where it wears most.
So yeah, what really comes through is this this very deliberate mix of protection, feel, and mobility, all essential for serious off-road riding. It feels like these features are properly integrated, not just added on. They're there to build rider confidence.
And, you know, connecting this back to you, listening in someone who wants the real info without wading through pages of stuff, understanding the why behind your gear, like these boots, can genuinely deepen your appreciation to the sport.
Yeah.
And it helps you make smarter choices about your own kit, recognizing the tech and thought that goes into something that's literally your foundation on the bike.
It really makes you think about that connection, doesn't it, between you and the machine, how really well-designed gear and these boots seem to fit that bill can feel like an extension of you.
Mm-hmm. Enhancing that link to the trail, shaping the whole experience.
So maybe next time you're out riding, think about how each bit of your gear, like those features we discussed, contributes to that feeling, that synergy.
Yeah.
You know, feeling connected, feeling protected when you're pushing it a bit. What does it really mean to have kit that works with you instead of feeling like you're fighting it? Something to chew on out there on the trail.